We are excited to launch a brand new series that highlights the diverse perspectives of Chatham County. Growing Up Chatham will feature interviews with local citizens, government officials, business owners, educators, and more. This month, we're speaking with Connie McAdams, who moved to Chatham County in 1976 after graduating from UNCG. Connie's first grown-up job was as the Chatham County 4-H agent, which kick-started her career. Even though she retired in 2015, Connie has remained active and motivated. Tune in to Growing Up Chatham to learn more about Connie's incredible journey. Coming up next. This will feel like this is your life.
Okay.
TV show. So here's yours.
So.
All these photos I have found either through newspapers.com or here at the office. But yeah, this is all about you. You grew up on a farm.
I did. My great grandparents had a farm, and then my grandparents' farm was next door. And I'm not sure if my grandparents just bought land next to the farm where my grandfather had grown up, mm-hmm. or if it was part of the same farm.
What was life like at home growing up? Were they strict parents, or were you expected to get up in the morning before you went to school to feed the cows? Or
they were strict, and it was a working farm. There were five of us kids. I have a twin brother, and we were the oldest. And from my earliest memories, it was a tobacco farm. So we helped with everything. We helped plant tobacco and hoe tobacco and harvest tobacco and, you know, all of that stuff.
A lot of hot summers.
A lot of hot summers. I remember having to miss school to help plant tobacco.
Wow.
And do things on the farm. And back in those days, the school schedule was adjusted to accommodate farmers, which
wasn't that long ago.
That's true. So the main crop was tobacco, but we also had a milk cow, and so we raised our own butter and, you know, milk, and we had chickens and pigs. And
now, did y'all sell the milk and the butter? Or
no, it was just for home use, and a huge garden, so lots of picking beans and tomatoes and canning and freezing in the summertime. So we were always busy. My brother is still farming the farm where my father farmed and my grandfather farmed.
Y'all's farm is pretty well known in Orange County and beyond.
Yeah.
McAdams Farm.
Yeah.
What do they produce now on the farm?
They're producing strawberries right this minute. They have a huge pick-your-own strawberry operation that, and they do flowers and vegetables, and they sell at the Carborough Farmers Market, and they have beef and lamb and a little bit of everything. And my sister-in-law, Karen, was
the livestock agent.
Yeah. I saw that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what is she doing now?
Farming.
She's
retired and just they're working on the farm.
Yeah.
She was working in Orange and Durham as the livestock agent. I knew her before she knew my brother.
Oh, really?
Because that was when I was working in Extension, and she was too. And then she met my brother. And
did she meet your brother
through being the
Extension?
Yeah.
Wow. And how long have they been married?
Close to 40 years.
Wow.
Probably.
See, Extension can bring people together.
Yeah.
The new dating app. Now, how about your other siblings?
My other brother is still in Eflin. He's an auto mechanic.
Okay.
He has his own shop just right across the road from the farm.
Oh, okay.
And my middle sister has spent her whole adult life in the mountains. She married a guy from Waynesville, and he was a preacher. And so they were in Maggie Valley and Cullowhee and have now retired to Waynesville. And my other sister is a preacher.
Okay.
She actually went to state and got a degree in agriculture and taught agriculture at Orange High for a couple of years.
Oh, wow.
And then she went back to school, went to divinity school, and has been preaching ever since.
I was in 4-H from the time I was 9, I think, until I went away to college.
When you were in 4-H as a child, did you do the dress reviews and stuff?
Oh, yes. Interestingly, about the time you asked me to do this, a friend of mine from childhood, from elementary school, and she was also a member of our 4-H club, sent me a clipping of me, had a picture of me in a dress review.
Wow.
And I still have the dress, and I found the dress. And so I was showing that to my kids recently, that I have the dress that I made when I was 11 years old.
Oh, wow. Do you still sew?
A little bit. I'm just mending and repairing things now. I don't really make a lot of stuff from scratch anymore.
Yeah. Your parents were also, I found, 4-H leaders when you all were in 4-H.
Right.
Y'all remember the Eflin Presbyterian Church?
Yes.
And your family helped establish that church?
I believe so, yes. Yeah, it would have been my grandfather. Yeah.
Did y'all meet at the church?
We probably did some. I think we met at people's houses.
Okay.
I don't remember all the details. That was really a long time ago.
Yeah. Now, I did see Orange County winners, a 4-H program, were announced recently at the County Achievement Night held at the Orange High School cafeteria.
And you received an award during this event for dressmaking.
And I think Donald White, the 1966 State Achievement winner, was the main speaker for the evening. And I think he was from Chatham County.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I've seen his name on other things.
When I was working here, the White family from out at Silk Hope was... They had a lot of children, and the younger children were still active in 4-H. But I'm pretty sure there was an older brother named Donald, so that would make sense.
Yeah.
So, I had never put that together.
the other day when I was reading it, I said, I've seen that name. I think that's one of the Chatham County folks. You went to UNCG?
Right.
And so after you graduated UNCG, this was your first job, right? Was it?
Well, I had a summer job.
Okay.
But so I came here in August. So it's my first real job.
Yeah. And John Cooper hired you.
He did.
I miss him. He was such a nice fella.
Yeah.
From August 12th, 1976. Oh my gosh, you look like a little kid here.
I hate that picture.
So what was it like being a 4-H agent? 1970s.
Well, when I was growing up in 4-H, the focus was the community clubs. I think prior to that, they had done 4-H in schools. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was a member, it was community clubs. And so when I was working here, there was still some community clubs, but that was sort of beginning to fade away. And there was starting to be, we had at-large members who weren't really members of an individual club, but still participated in activities. And I think that trend was starting, that it was more, less focus on projects and individual clubs, and more focus on activities that, you know, different specialties, you know, that people could participate in if they wanted to.
The last month in the newsletter, I focused on the Bloodmobile. Wobbler had that in 4-H. I don't know of any 4-H groups. I know over here in Chatham, they've never done anything with the Bloodmobile in recent times.
And I don't remember how that came about. I mean, I was a blood donor. I had started giving blood when I was in college. And I remember donating blood after I moved here. But I really don't remember how we got involved. Yeah. And I don't know if we just did it that one time. I kind of think we did it more than once, but I really don't remember.
So I think if I remember correctly, Helen White, she was kind of overseeing a part of the 4-H program that she was in. She was kind of like the president of it.
So, and I don't know how it is now, but back in those days, back in the day, when you walked to school in the snow and all that, there were local 4-H clubs, and each local club had their own structure. You know, they had the officers that they elected, so they had their little meetings with the president leading the meeting and all of that. Well, then there was a county council, so each club sent representatives to the county, and then there was a set of officers at the county level.
Okay.
And so it was probably that county council group that decided to do the Bloodmobile project. And Helen may have been the president of the county council at that point or something.
Okay. You at your office, 78.
Okay.
It was...
And that was your office.
Yeah. That's what I was telling Mom yesterday. I said, we had the same office, Mom. And I don't even know if you even remember this. It was, I don't know if it was from Snowflakes to Daffodils, Spring is Sprung.
It's a dress review.
Okay. Then that looked like summer camp, I guess. Everybody in shorts.
So that's Kirby Parrish. He was the livestock agent. So I think that was on a farm.
Okay.
It may have been McCracken's farm, but I don't know what the event was. I have some vague memory.
Now, after you left here, you then went to the library, or did you?
Well, I had a baby, and I stayed home for a little while, and then I went to the library.
Okay. Yes. So I remember as a kid going up there and seeing you up there, you and Aunt Becky Henley.
Yeah.
How long were you at the library?
About 5 years, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact dates, but something like that.
And then is that when you went to Child Care Networks?
Or? No, after I left the library, I worked for Data Search for a little while.
Okay.
But yeah, so I worked there for a few years, mm-hmm. and then I went to Child Care Networks.
Okay. And what did you do exactly at Child Care Networks?
I was the subsidy manager.
Okay.
We contracted with the Department of Social Services to administer the subsidy program. Mm-hmm. And so that was what I was doing.
And then after that, and I didn't know this till I saw it in the paper, you went to the Division of Child Development. Mm-hmm. And what did you do there?
More subsidy stuff.
Yeah.
I went to the Division of Child Development. And then after I was there for a few years, I finished out my career working for the Department of Health and Human Services. So it was still doing the same sort of stuff, but it was 2015 when I retired.
Okay.
But I get state retirement because I started with Extension and I finished with the Department of Health and Human Services.
So where's Connie today? I love that picture.
Where did you find that?
Facebook.
Oh dear.
So what are you doing now that you're retired?
I do things with my grandchildren. I do things with the Historical Association. I have sort of accidentally become a historical reenactor. When the courthouse burned and the Historical Association got space to create a new museum after the courthouse was restored in the old tax office. The celebration for the opening of the new museum and reopening the courthouse, basically, they asked Gary and I if we would do some reenacting, and we agreed to do that, thinking it was a one-time thing. Right. So now I'm a poster cutout. That's what I do. I stand in front of the courthouse. So I've been involved with that and the fourth grade field trips that the Historical Association does every year. I've been participating in that regularly. Grand Trees of Chatham is a fun thing that I I joined because I wanted to go out and see the trees. And that has been a really interesting project or activity to be involved in. The other thing that I have gotten involved in a couple of years, well, more like 6 or 8 years ago now, there was a project called Candid Critters that was a collaboration between NC State and the Wildlife Commission and the Museum of Life and Science, I think it was. And they provided cameras for volunteers to put out around the state, keep track of what animals were where. And I was excited. I wanted to know what lived in the woods around my house. And so I volunteered for that project and put out a camera. And the very first time I did that, I got a bobcat in the woods behind my house. So I was hooked. It was really fun to do that. And that project lasted a couple of years, I guess. And so after that ended and I had to turn in the camera, I bought myself a camera. And so I'm still doing that and keeping track of the wildlife. And I also volunteer. The Friends of the Lower Hall have some cameras and I help monitor those cameras too. It's amazing the things that are living with us in the woods that we don't see because they only move around at night. Just the other day, I got another bobcat on the camera at the house. I've gotten minks. I've gotten otters and, of course, raccoons and squirrels and deer. And no bears yet. I have seen a bear on my road, but I have not seen one on my camera yet.
On today's episode of Growing Up Chatham, I had the pleasure of catching up with my longtime friend, Connie McAdams. Since she moved here in 1976, we've remained close, but today I learned new details about her life that I never knew before. It was a delightful conversation and filled with laughter and fond memories. I hope you enjoyed Growing Up Chatham. Be sure to tune in mid-June for the next episode. I'm Tiffany Hancock for North Carolina Cooperative Extension, Chatham County Center.